Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
We've all heard the adage, technology's great when it works. Yesterday put an exclamation point on the challenges we're facing this session with the upgraded legislative website. It was frustrating, but it gives us a chance to talk about technology and its new role in the legislative process. Yesterday's challenges began with this broadcast when we told you that the hearing for Senate Bill 52 was scheduled for 8 a.m. in Senate Judiciary. That was based on the legislative hearing schedule that's technically posted 3 days in advance. The legislative website for years has allowed us to track bills and receive email updates as the bill moves through the process. Earlier this week, we received an email that said the hearing had been scheduled for 8 a.m. on Thursday. Yesterday, at 2 a.m., we received an email reminding us that the hearing would begin at 8 a.m. Our government affairs team was ready to go, and in an effort to be timely and relevant, we talked about the bill on yesterday's broadcast. After the audio file was sent and many stations had already played the daily broadcast, I began getting emails saying that the hearing had been canceled. When I went to the state website and pulled up the status of the bill itself, it said that the bill had been pulled by the sponsor on Tuesday and tabled in committee on Wednesday. That should have triggered an email to interested parties saying that Thursday's hearing was canceled, but it didn't. And to make matters worse, it generated an email saying the hearing was still scheduled for 8 a.m. For us, it was simply frustrating and embarrassing. We want our listeners to know that the information they receive on this broadcast is true and timely. But for others, the frustration can rise to a whole new level. There are people who literally drive for hours over winter roads to testify in person at these hearings, and for them to arrive only to find out that the hearing's been canceled is simply unacceptable. The legislative website underwent a huge upgrade since the 2023 legislative session, and lobbyists and legislators alike will tell you that many aspects of the upgrade were a failure. And this is from the people familiar with the system. One can only imagine how frustrating it is for members of the public who don't use the system on a daily basis. For us, the most important thing is to be able to track bills from concept through drafting and introduction to committee hearings and floor action in both houses to joint conference committees and finally to the governor, where it can be signed into law or vetoed. It's a complicated task, and we generally track between 20 and 30 bills per session. Right off the bat this session, we were unable to search for bills, good or bad, that we should engage on. Our team finally sat down with the legislative tech people and were given a workaround that involved filters and exporting files. We've seen cases of bills showing up on the website in the wrong committees and video feeds being labeled incorrectly. You might click on the video feed for the House Judiciary Committee and find yourself watching a hearing in Senate Tax, and the video feed from the House Human Services Committee yesterday was so unstable that it kept going offline. The big complaint from the general public has been not receiving the proper link when they register to testify remotely by Zoom. As with all technology, the bugs will eventually be worked out, but in this case, that may not happen till after the legislature adjourns. Like I said, when it comes to technology, it's a great thing when it works. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.